Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Oh, you glorified fry cook.
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
How about that?
There we go.
Toggle switches.
There we go. You know what I miss? I miss Mike's hot. No, mics are hot. That's what it is.
Yeah, it was generic. It wasn't directed towards you.
Oh, you're just so jealous.
Yeah. What was interesting is we've got young Ian on the board today.
Yeah.
And he's sitting here going through all the technology stuff, trying to get the mics on, flipping the computer around and all of this, and it was two old-fashioned toggle switches that were turned on.
How about that?
Yeah. That's what – analog is what failed us, isn't it, Ian? Analog.
I'm running on like 2 hours of sleep. I mean, give me a break.
Hey, man, when I was your age.
You were running on 2 hours of sleep, too.
Two hours sleep was a luxury. Oh, by the way, welcome to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
Hey, I'm Stu.
It's that time of the morning. I'm Mike. I'm the Sip and Stu's the Chew.
Yeah.
If you haven't figured that out after 8.5 years now. Yeah, poor Ian, young Ian. Just 2 hours, running on 2 hours. I'd go 2 days without sleep. Now you can't go
2 hours without it.
That's it. Yeah. So, hey, you know why? Because I'm a boomer. That's why. You
that's
know?
Right. Sooner.
No, not a not,
no,
a, sooner.
Not a boomer sooner. I will tell you, I have been to Memorial Stadium in Norman, Oklahoma,
mm-hmm.
for many an Oklahoma game. I had a good friend that was an Oklahoma season ticket holder, and when mm-hmm. his wife didn't. Had stuff come up, she couldn't go back for the games with him because they went to Oklahoma every Saturday.
Yeah.
I would go with him. I saw
– Even their away games?
I have actually seen the Red River rivalry at the Cotton Bowl.
Okay.
So I've seen them in two away games. I also watched Oklahoma play Auburn in the Sugar Bowl a couple
okay.
years ago. it is very cool. It is mm-hmm. as cool as anything we have here in the SEC. When half of that stadium goes boomer and the other half echoes sooner.
Oh, wow.
Lots of schools do something, a call and response like that now. It started at Oklahoma, from what I understand. That was the first one to do it. I know mm-hmm. y'all, I think y'all do roll and one side tied on the other. That's very cool. We'll do Auburn, Tigers, like that.
Mm-hmm.
But to be at the place where it became famous, it'll send chills down your spine.
But I like it when I'm at an Alabama game and they do the Dixieland Delight song yeah. at the end. Or in yeah. the fourth quarter, beginning the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
But, this is not a football.
It's a nice experience going up.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I did. The first time I went to War Memorial Stadium, my buddy Ralph goes, so what do you think of our stadium? You know, and I'm used to, you know, I've been to Neyland Stadium. I've been Bryant Denny and Jordan Hare. And I said, it's a nice little stadium you got here. And he's little. I said, well, yeah, what do y'all seat? And he goes, we seat 71,000. I said, that's why I said little. He goes, what's Auburn's seat? And I said, Auburn seats 91,000 right now, and we're the fifth largest in the conference. Mm-hmm. His eyes got huge.
And another thing I'll say about Auburn.
Yeah.
There's nothing more thrilling, even on TV,
mm-hmm.
than watching those Eagles.
Yeah, the War Eagle.
Oh, my God. Flight. They release them.
It is an incredible thing. And that was a Tommy Tuberville thing. And,
yeah.
You know, he was like, he watched them. They would just, you know, train them to fly all over the place. He goes, could you do that with a crowd here? And I said, yeah. He goes, well, let's try that. And it was a wonderful addition to what is considered one of the top, you know, 10 or so traditional celebrated. I mean, the game day experience at most
always.
Of the SEC schools
especially,
is great.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Auburn is known for one of the better ones.
And I'll tell you,
when
the Olympics, Winter Olympics was held in Utah, they had War Eagle opening up the ceremony.
Yeah.
And that was awesome. But the other day I was on the causeway, and I just got into Daphne, and I happened to notice two birds up in the sky.
Were they looking at that sailboat?
And
it was somebody, floating yesterday.
Yeah, I was moving around yesterday. But no, I got to where I was going in Daphne, and I looked up, and there was two bald eagles, and they were hitting, running into each other. They were
they're fighting.
Yeah. Then I walked into my account, and I said, hey, come out here and look at this. And we walked out there. There were four of them. And I'm going, what the heck is going on up here? I've never seen eagles fight before. They were beautiful, though. It was beautiful. They were fighting, but they were beautiful.
You know our good friend Sarah Lassiter, right?
Yes.
Works for Battle House Hotel Renaissance.
Mm-hmm.
She has us streaming from our Facebook Live onto her television set.
Whoa, look at that.
We're on her TV.
God, I wish I knew how to do all this stuff, but, you know, us boomers, we don't know anything.
That's true.
Yeah, we're just living in the past, waiting on our check.
Living in a past that your parents built and you just took advantage of.
I didn't take advantage of nothing because my parents didn't build anything. They built for themselves.
Not even a doghouse?
We always bought our dog houses. I built dog houses.
Yeah,
but anywho, I never had to sleep in one.
That's what I should do.
What?
I need a dog house. I'll invite a scout troop over. Hey, boys, I'll feed you some barbecue. Y'all build me a dog house.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Anywho.
Well, you're the scout master.
I was.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a good time. We ate some good grub in scouting.
Mm-hmm.
And especially dealing with the Dutch ovens. You know, that was cool. Remember we went to a South Alabama game, and we walked around the parking lot, and there was a scout troop there, and they were cooking in Dutch ovens.
Yep.
And for those you don't know what it is, it's like a cast iron pot, deep pot, and they could stack them on top of one another. You could put coals on top of
them. Yeah, the lids, what differentiates a Dutch oven from just a cast iron pot with a lid is the lid is flat and has an edge around it, so it will hold the charcoal in place.
Right, and hold other ones on top of it. I've seen as many as three stacked on top of each other. And I've had some wonderful blueberry pudding or peach cobbler cooked in one.
Great.
And cornbread. Cornbread.
Biscuits. Mm-hmm. Biscuits.
Biscuits.
You know who we should talk to about this kind of thing? Jeremiah Matthews at Southwood Kitchen. He did some cooking on trails, like in national parks, for a good bit of time. So everything he had to cook in went in on horseback.
Oh wow!
And I desperately want to probe into that with him, but you know we see each other. You know he's gathering stuff up for stuff. I'm at work, so we get 2 or 3 minutes to talk.
Mm-hmm.
Which this week was one of those where I ran into him.
Right.
I also ran into Tanya last week.
Yeah.
David Hubble.
Played with Sean.
David Hubble came in the other day.
All the way over there?
Yeah. He was over on that side of the bay doing some other stuff. Thought he'd stop in at our Rouse's.
Did he have a Merloton with him? Was he carrying his Merlotons around?
No, but he had two of those giant loaves of French bread.
I see. He's got a monument. You know?
To the Merloton.
I love David.
Mount Merloton.
He's a hoot. And I was in that damn Merloton.
Merloton Monument. I was up in beautiful Citronelle this week.
Yeah.
We were talking about scout stuff.
What you doing way up there?
Well, I had to register the new car. Those of you who don't know, I bought a Ford Fusion Hybrid from Mullinex Ford. It was a 2014. They took great care of me. I mean, seriously, like, while we were in our grace period, it started acting up, was locking us out and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I drove by there.
He wasn't happy with the owner. That's what it was.
We thought the car fob's going out, computer system's going out. They said the original battery, it's a 6-year-old vehicle, the original battery was still in it and it was starting to fail. They put me a new battery in, no charge.
Voila.
When I bought it, he said, now we're not going to let you take it home today because we've got some stuff we still need to do. He said, see this chip in your windshield? We're just going to put you a new windshield in.
Oh, wow.
Do you ever get
that? Why didn't they do that before you
Well, I came in. They listed it. You know, as soon as it comes in, they're trying to sell. That's their job. And you know, as soon as I saw it, I'm like, that's what I've been waiting for. That's the car I've always wanted. So, to get an appointment, the earliest appointment I could get was at the Citronelle office.
Ah.
If I wanted something closer to home, I had to wait another week.
They have a Mullinex Ford up there?
No, I'm talking about the TAG office.
Oh.
Yeah, if I wanted to get the TAG office, I had to go to Citronelle to save a week.
I like Citronelle.
They've
got a great little golf course up there.
Went and looked through it. They're still recovering.
There you go. 343-0106 is our phone in and text in line, and they can textify us there.
They can. They Textification. Can.
We'd love to hear from you this morning.
Or not. You know, whatever.
From way out in the west.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
We got to change that to Boomer, Mike. And what are you, a millennial?
I'm a Gen Xer.
You're a Gen Xer.
Yeah, I'm an 80s kid.
That almost sounds like a...
I'm a Reagan kid.
You're, well...
Yeah.
But it almost sounds like Star Wars, like Gen Xer. You know, so...
So we were discussing the last segment that I went to Citronelle to register the new car. And so I decided, you know, I'm going to be in Citronelle. Let's schedule it so when I get done, I can go to lunch.
Yeah.
At a fine establishment up in Citronelle.
But, of course, everybody schedules their day around eating, don't they?
They should.
They should.
Yeah. You don't need yoga. You don't need soccer practice, but you need to eat. That's just a thing. And I happened on a little place, Edna Mae's Kitchen.
Edna Mae's.
New. Wow. Very new. Facebook page.
I like the name already.
Doesn't even pop up. But, you'll really like it then because there's a subtitle, Sweets and Treats.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They do donuts and kolaches in the morning as well as a regular breakfast. I went in there for lunch and had, you're going to love it. It's called... The Big Hoss.
Uh-oh.
It's a club sandwich.
Ooh.
Oh, it was good. Lightly toasted bread.
Yeah, I don't like when they toast it too much.
Yeah, it was lightly toasted.
It hurts my
triple
gums.
Triple decker and mac and cheese with it, and it was pleasant. And then I drove around a little bit because I saw this sign that said City Park and Marina, and I went, I didn't know Citronelle had a city park or a marina. So I followed the signs down to this Clayton Park, and it is absolutely beautiful. I posted a few pictures on our Instagram page, my Instagram page.
Yeah.
And stuff. Got a RV park up there. The lake is big enough you could put a boat in it.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a beach, and I'm thinking when water warms up or weather warms up, we'll probably be doing some camping trips up there. It was very nice.
They got a great golf course up there.
Yeah.
But in Boy Scouting, we used to do...
Camp Push Pataha.
That's right. And it was a gorgeous place on a lake.
Yep.
And they sold it. The Boy Scouts ended up selling it. And there used to be a resort there. And you can see, I had one of my older scout dads took me to where the wine cellar was.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see broken glass in the bottom of it. And everything was terraced. Now, I was told it was terraced because during the Civil War... You know, they had their bunkers.
Your battlements.
In terror.
Stuff,
yeah. So, but yeah, it's gorgeous up there.
I think so.
I do too.
Yeah.
It's hilly. I like hilly.
Yeah. So I can see us doing some camping trips there in the spring.
That sounds good.
It's very nice.
You know, you talk about a lake big enough to put a boat in. How many times have you driven in the country and you drive by these houses and they got some acreage, you know, and you see a little lake in the front there.
Yeah.
And, you know, so. You could toss a penny. You could flip a penny from one side to the lake to the it's a pond,
right?
About the size of a swimming pool.
Yeah,
and there's a boat sitting on the bank of it.
Mm-hmm.
What they gonna
I've got
do? They go, that boat gonna get them out there where it's deeper.
Yeah. I've got a neighbor that built a lake in his backyard, and people go by, oh, look at that beautiful lake behind that house. I said, yeah, that was a ditch. They dammed it up. You can walk across that lake from any point to any point and not get anything above your knees wet.
Yeah.
And they got a fountain right in the middle.
Yeah.
They got it drained right now. I think they're having some kind of trouble with it. They drained it off.
Well, your pond has a drain.
Beautiful. Yeah.
I just think it's hilarious when you see them little ponds in front and they got a boat on the bank and you're going, where are they going to go with that? you're going to get in the middle of the lake and they cast to the edge.
Yeah, no, this one's big enough. I mean, you could throw your kayak in there and you could paddle for a minute and a half before you had to turn around.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
That's worth it.
Yeah, it's worth the effort. It's got length. It doesn't have depth.
That's worth the effort of putting it onto your truck and taking it up there or wherever. You know, you got the kayaks. Are you going to get fishing gear?
I already have.
Well, you know, I have a friend. She moved to Florida, but she did tournament kayak fishing.
Mm-hmm.
She had some beautiful fish. Oh my God, reds, especially during red season.
Yeah,
and some of the reds looked bigger than her,
yeah.
And how she could pull them in, I don't know.
Yeah, well, Vlad Maldovano, as we talked about from Mediterranean Sandwich Company, is
the fisherman,
the kayak fisherman in this area. He is quite accomplished at it, and so whenever I have questions or stuff like that, you know, Vlad. I get out on the lake, and my butt end's always swinging around on me.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, oh, you need to get a skag, you know. Oh, okay.
What's the skag?
Yeah, that's kind of how it goes. But it's kind of like a rudder on the back. But
a rudder in the back.
You drop it.
Or a kayak.
Yeah.
You can't use your paddle as a rudder?
Well, you could, but you wouldn't be able to fish because you're turned around like that. This is just a contraption that you drop down once you get where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
You don't necessarily need it when you're going to where you're going.
Don't they have these things called anchors?
Oh, no. This is to keep you while you're drifting to keep the back end from floating around because the wind will do that.
Okay. Yeah,
and it just keeps steadying on a straight track.
I get it now.
Yeah, and that's why when you get ready to motivate out, you pull it out of the water so that you can do all your turning.
Okay. Stuff. I learned something.
Yeah, I'm learning stuff. I ate another place. I was off the other day, and when Heather gets home, I'll take her out to dinner. She walks in the door, and I go, "Dear, I'd like to take you out to dinner. What sounds good?" She goes, "I don't have time to go out to dinner. I've got to send out a bunch of stuff from work." So I went up to Hickory Pit and just picked our dinner up.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that country fried steak's what Heather got.
I still got to get up there. I haven't been there yet.
With the white gravy, you can have white gravy or brown gravy because they don't discriminate in sales.
It's gravy.
Yeah, it's gravy.
Okay. And, it's not sauce.
And I went and got seafood. I went some fried catfishes and some fried crab claws.
More than one, huh?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you. I was in Babynette the other day.
Babynette, Alabama.
Yep. I had to go to Babynette.
Jeet Streets.
I had to go to Walnut Hill.
Oh.
No, didn't eat there. I didn't have time. All week, I hadn't been nowhere to eat. I've had to eat my stuff to go everywhere I've been. And I said, you know what? I bet Greer's has got a deli.
I bet they do.
And I pulled into Greer's there.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, great fried catfish.
Yeah.
Wonderfully flavored catfish. And so I said, I can get me some catfish fingers.
Mm-hmm.
And I can just ride back to Mobile. Eating my catfish fingers, and I sure did. They were delicious.
Yeah.
And Greer's is always the Fairhope one. I used to talk about the fried chicken, how great the fried chicken used to be.
Yeah.
The one in Van Cleve, Mississippi,
had
those pickles on a stick.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, those were good.
Yeah. Well, every now and then I get that hankering for catfish.
Mm-hmm. I do, too.
Like weekly. And there's a place at Tanner Williams, and we're going to talk about it with our guest here in the next segment.
Okay.
I'm sure it'll come up, called Fishes and Loaves in Tanner Williams, that I've been dying to try, known for their catfish.
Do they have a wine list?
No, I'm sure they don't.
Okay.
Yeah. I believe Tanner Williams is a dry, unincorporated community.
Whether it's dry or not, meant to be, it is.
But every time I'm like, hey, let's go try Fishes and Loaves, Heather's just not feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
So we hadn't had a chance to to sync up on that. But I've noticed, okay, I'll just get catfish wherever I'm going, right? But every time I do, she wants a bite of that catfish. But it is just one bite.
Mm-hmm.
She would much prefer catfish blackened or grilled. Just mm-hmm. That's just her thing. I get it. Thanks to guys like Chris Sherrill and John Gibson, I have learned to love grilled fish more than fried fish.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Not, but it's got to have a good herb. Good.
How about smoke?
That's fine.
It takes a while to fire the smoker up, you know, mm-hmm. but I love smoked fish.
Yeah. I'd like to buy it smoked. I don't want to take the time to smoke fish. That just seems like I could have burgers on there.
It does take a while.
Yeah.
It really does.
Yeah. But my dad used to stop, and there'd be this little old fella on the side of Bellingrath Road that every now and then had a good day with the cast net, and then he smoked all the mullet, and just for a dollar, mm-hmm. there'd be a mullet inside of aluminum foil.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, that was good.
Fall apart, flaky. See, I didn't have fish last night. I don't know if you saw that big old tomahawk I had.
No.
Had a tomahawk ribeye last night.
You know those are for, like, four people, right?
Yeah. Well, look at me.
So you had two, right?
I'm eating for four.
100.
That's sweet potato.
There you go. It's perfectly
healthy. Well, I bought two bags of sweet potatoes a couple of weeks ago, and I got to eat them now, and I forgot about them down in the cool, dry garage.
You got a grater? Can you grate them? Because they make fantastic hash browns. You grate them? Mm-hmm. Listen to me, because this is what I was known for at Mars Hills, is sweet potato hash browns. Grate them just like you would a fresh one.
Mm-hmm.
Toss them with just a little bit of cornstarch.
Okay.
A little bit. And then you put them on the flat grill. Season them with cinnamon with a pinch of cayenne.
There you go, folks.
No salt. We'll come back. Deborah Hodges from Hall's Sausage Company is going to be on Talk Sausage. It's
no
a sausage
salt.
Fan.
No salt. What's wrong with you? At Alice's restaurant, you can
get anything you want. To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Michael.
See,
are you excited about our guest?
I'm always excited about our guest.
Do you have any idea who it is?
Some kind of sausage lady. The sausage lady.
No, this is Deborah Hodges, our good friend from Hall's Sausage and
yes.
Meatpacking. Right, Deborah?
That's right.
Yeah.
We have every kind of meat you can think of that we can wholesale you too.
Do you have
haggis?
Do you have tomahawk ribeyes?
We can order you one. And Jim will trim it up just as pretty as the one you had last night.
Oh, that was a pretty one.
Yeah, Mike was just walking around celebrating the Alabama game with a tomahawk ribeye in his hand, just gnawing on it every now and then.
Gnawing on the bone, but
why not? There's another game next week, Mike.
Yeah, and I want you, Deborah, I've been saving this for you to come on. This is my proposed SEC championship game menu. Swamp gumbo starts us off because it's Florida Gators, Alabama Crimson Tide, mm-hmm. frog legs, gator tail, and a Cajun spice sausage. I don't know if you know them, Deborah, that's made with smoked pork shoulder and crawfish, and do a duck stock with it. That's
now
my starter.
Like a duck stock, yeah.
And then our entree is Farmland Farms catfish from Tuscaloosa, Alabama, a roulade filled with Belle Chev goat cheese and Hall's Andouille sausage.
Ooh.
You liking that so
I'm
far,
with you
Deborah?
For everything, but not the frog legs, but I guess I can move those to the side.
Yeah,
maybe.
There you go. Just think of it as funny-looking chickens. And then for dessert,
skinny chicken.
A tres leches cake, which honors the Hispanic culture in Florida. It's a wonderful cake if you've never had one. And I'm going to drizzle it with a tamarind syrup so it's got a little crimson stripe going across it. How about that, okay. Michael? You folks
that
like that?
Awfully fancy.
I think he's converted over to – he's a Bammer now.
No, I do support the state always.
Yeah, there you go.
You know?
That's good of
you. So if Auburn can't win it, and South Alabama can't win it, and Troy can't win it, and Samford can't win it, then mm-hmm. I guess it's okay if Alabama does.
What about South Alabama?
I said them second.
Oh, did you say that?
Deborah, how are you doing this fine morning?
Doing well. How about y'all?
We're up.
Oh, don't get Mike started.
I made it this weekend.
He's one of those people you go, how you doing? And then 20 minutes later, he's only on number 17 on his list. No, Mike's not. You know Mike well enough to know that's not him. So you've got.
No, he's always pretty jovial.
You've got some things in the works down at Hall Sausage. What's going on down there?
We do. We've been really, really busy, but we are about to finally launch a website. We've been working with Mighty, which is an ad agency for Mobile. Mm-hmm. They represent people like South Alabama, for instance. Mm-hmm. So we've been working with them to do some rebranding, get a website going so we can do some shipping, and all of that should be coming out. It's probably going to be another month.
Cool.
We've been trying to do it really slow and thoughtfully, and Mighty puts you through your paces when you tell them you want to do something. So I've answered more questions and had more hard conversations about who we are and what we do, but it's all been a great experience with them.
Awesome.
Wow, that, I'd like to hear that now. I have a sneak peek at some of the new logo. That's sexy. That's really? What that is. Sexy, Mike. You're going to like it. And I understand that if I were to stop by the facility there on Iroquois Street, that I could get venison sausage, possibly?
Possibly. You might need to call first because it goes out pretty, pretty fast.
Yeah.
We make special batches. It's a farm-raised venison, so it's not like your regular whitetail. I'll go ahead and put that out there, but it's really, really good.
It's fantastic.
And we, if you call us, we've probably got some. I was up there one day last week, and I think I saw some. Mm. So if you can't get your own deer, you can pretend. Nobody has to know but you. It's like how my mama told me to bake a cake, go to Pullman's.
There you go.
Put it on my own plate.
Okay. Well, in the last segment, we were talking about a place that's out in your neck of the woods.
And I heard that.
Yeah. Could you tell our listeners a little more about Fishes and Loaves? Because it is one of those hidden gems that Mike and I love.
It is good, but better than the fish or the cakes.
Yeah, Mike just woke up.
What kind of
cakes?
What kind of cakes?
Humongous strawberry, German chocolate, chocolate with white with yellow cake.
Carrot
cake.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's a red velvet
cake.
Red velvet at a time or two.
Red velvet cake. They look like your grandma made them.
I've never been a red velvet.
And it's sliced. Is like a pound.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So, but for catfish, there's a new place.
Oh, really?
A little closer to Agricola. Uh-huh. The gas station.
Yeah.
It's called the Dock River Pit Stop.
That's the best. Yes. Those are always
the best. Excellent catfish. Huge. The best hush puppies anywhere.
What
road
is this on?
Dumbo.
Tanner Williams Road.
Huh?
What other road is in Tanner Williams?
So I can just take Tanner Williams straight out?
Oh, is it on Natchez Highway?
Oh, Natchez
Highway. It's on Natchez Highway.
Okay.
Yeah.
That actually exists in Mobile. That's an actual road in Mobile County, Mike. He looks lost.
Okay, but it's near Agricola. So.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's closer to Agricola. It's way down Natchez Highway. So, yeah. So when you come out there, you have to be a little bit creative about where you eat and not be a snob.
Well. You know, that might be hard for Stu to do.
Yeah, Deborah is helping me negotiate some of that because there's a place in Lucedale that I've been looking at ever since I've been going, taking the animals over to the vet there called Landmark. And it looks like just a cool little.
Oh, I've been to Landmark, yeah.
In Lucedale?
It is a cool little place, yeah.
Yeah, and she's been telling me that too. She's helped me. And of course, one of our favorites is Rocky Creek there in Lucedale.
Oh, yeah. But there's a great barbecue place there too.
Do tell.
It's got a big sawmill blade out in the front of it. You know where
Pokies.
I'm talking about? Pokies, yes.
Okay.
Oh, my Pokies God. Their wings are like, they're so delicious. They're juicy. I mean, they're, you know, they're crunchy on the outside, but they're juicy on the inside. They do a great job.
Sometimes you have to get off the beaten path to find some really good food.
Oh, that's always the case.
Oh, off the eaten path, Deborah.
Off the eaten path, that's right.
Well,
that's
trademark
right.
Pending.
I know if anybody out there, anybody happens to be going to Dallas and you're going down 20 and you get into Louisiana on 20, Interstate 20, there's a place in, you need to stop and start. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Start Louisiana is the name of the place. You need to stop and start.
Okay.
And there's a gas station there.
Yeah.
And you would think I would never eat this gas from this gas station, but the hamburger is killer. It's awesome.
You see what happens to him, Deborah? We mentioned one place, one gas station with food, and mm-hmm. then he lists off his top 137 in the Southeast.
There used to be a great place up in Jackson, Alabama. I don't think it's open anymore, but
see what I mean, Deborah?
And a gas station.
I
too.
See.
We have a guest, you know.
Oh, yeah. Carry on, Deborah. Carry on.
Now, if I wanted to get a fine sausage, I saw something come in the other day at the store you didn't tell me you had, and that is garlic red hots.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
We've been making those for a while. Yeah.
That's the first time I've seen them, but I guarantee you a pack of that's going to be making it home with me this week.
Will they ward off vampires?
Probably. if you like garlic, we don't skimp.
Thank you. That's what I want to hear. Now, somebody.
Yeah, we don't skimp on our spices. So if it says garlic, it's garlic. We promise.
Yeah. And Mike wants you to come up with some kind of sausage he can eat with chopsticks because he loves eating with chopsticks.
I'm going to stab you with chopsticks.
Well, you were talking about your gumbo. Last year, we played around with a duck and venison on Dewey.
Ooh. I bet David Hubble
really,
would love
really
that.
Good.
Yeah. I bet David
really
Hubble.
Good.
He'd have that with his Marlottons.
Yeah, when I do a
he
hunter's,
could have that with his Marlottons.
When I do a hunter's gumbo, I prefer duck and andouille sausage, and of course, I want Hall's andouille sausage.
Don't forget squirrels.
Not my hunter's gumbo.
Y'all got any?
We can order you those ducks too.
Huh?
Oh,
duck. Yeah. How about geese? Y'all get goose in?
We can.
I used to have a friend. He cooked a goose
we
every Christmas.
We go out to the park with my pellet gun. I can get you a goose. And that's an invasive species.
And let me have the liver.
Okay, you have no idea how to make foie gras. Listen, will you do a redneck foie gras for Michael?
Oh, that would be awesome. Can you do a foie gras, redneck version of foie gras?
Well, never thought of it.
Well, we're just giving you great. We're giving you great ideas here.
All right, Deborah. If people want to pick up some Hall sausage, does anybody in the area sell it? I think they do, right?
I think they do. We can get it at Rouse's. Mm-hmm. If you can't find it, you can ask Stu when you're in the Daphne Rouse's where to find it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right down there by the milk.
We are in all the Rouse's. We're in Walmart. And a lot of times the neighborhood Walmarts actually have the best selection.
Really?
Neighborhood Walmarts and Rouse's carry the best selection of our sausage. We're in Greer's. We're in Piggly Wiggly. Lots of other little stores. But if you don't see it, because they move us around all the time, and so if you don't see it, or even if you do see it, go over there and ask them for it. Mm-hmm. And ask them to help you find it, because that keeps us fresh on their minds. Mm-hmm. And helps keep us better shelf space. Our sausage doesn't come from the warehouse. It comes on our truck to your store. So,
and then they hand it to me and I put it out on the floor. Yeah, I took delivery the other day. And so I was the one that put it out on the floor. And I was looking down and I went, what's this green thing here on the red hots? And garlic. And I went, oh.
Garlic. And our bologna is garlic too.
Yeah, he told me that y'all were out of the garlic bologna. It didn't make it onto the truck. So
Yeah, that goes really, really
fast.
Yeah,
it does. Have you had their garlic bologna, Mike?
No, I haven't. But, you know, somebody was showing a picture on Instagram or Facebook the other day. They were making frying up bologna.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, darn, I haven't had a bologna sandwich in forever. So you would recommend the garlic bologna?
It's
I would
smaller.
Recommend the garlic bologna.
Make
and
a
then
slider with it.
It's also, ours comes in a one-pound chub, so it's perfect. You slice it however thick you want it.
Yep. And it should be about a half inch thick for a proper fried bologna.
Seriously?
Yeah, that's what I would do. I did it at Mars Hill, and I did it at Lucky, called an Alabama steak sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Two slices of half inch thick fried bologna.
Cool.
That's what, because, I mean, if you're going to sell someone a bologna sandwich at, you know, $7, $8, they need to get more than just a thin little slice with a little red ring around the end.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and ours fits perfectly on a biscuit.
Mm-hmm.
So a fried bologna sandwich with some pimento and cheese, pretty good.
Yep.
Hmm.
I like it, I like it, I like it. All right. If people want to call you, what's that number?
457-3321.
All right. And you got a Facebook page?
Find us on Facebook and Instagram.
That's fantastic. And as soon as you get the website up and running, you let us know. We'll have you back on, and we'll launch it live. I'll push the start button myself.
Okay, we'll do that. We'll do that. I'll have to get you guys some new merch when we get that done. It's going to be I'm really getting excited about it.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
I'd love a patch with that new logo on the side of my chef coat. Just saying.
I'm just saying, there's some versions of that. You only saw three versions?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
There's some more.
Oh, man.
There's some more. When you work with Mighty, you work with some quality people.
Yeah.
Wow. That's great.
And they're locally owned and operated, right?
Locally owned and operated, do business locally.
That's the best.
That's really local. They live here. They shop here, just like we do.
Yep.
Yep. That's it.
Well, Deborah, as always, it is a pleasure having you on, and we wish you and your family a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year,
Merry Christmas.
Happy Hanukkah, Nifty Kwanzaa, whatever you want to get into, an enlightened solstice.
Thank y'all.
Thank you, Deborah. Have a good day.
Talk to you soon. All right, bye-bye.
One more segment. We're going to make our Christmas recommendations.
And we're going to tell a few birthdays.
Okay, that'll work too.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Michael.
Guess what? We have some friends with some birthdays.
We do.
Mm-hmm. Dawn Fisher Hutchinson.
Hutchinson.
Yeah. Yeah, there's an eye there.
She did or and may still have wolves as pets.
I have. I know somebody had two wolves.
Yeah, she and her husband, Ron and I went to high school together. Mm-hmm. Have no memory of it, and we were in the band and graduated together.
Huh.
We have no memory of each other, but he was a nurse supervisor in the hospital when I was staying in, and when they tried to give me a Quaalude or something to help me sleep,
mm-hmm.
and I had these horrific nightmares. He's the one that talked me back off of it.
Oh, cool.
And.
I remember those days.
I've known that family for quite a time.
AC Vincent.
Hey, Bergman.
Hey, buddy. Happy birthday, buddy.
Yeah.
And let's see, we got a couple more here.
Didn't you mention a fella that lives on an island?
Yeah. Gene Fox.
Gene Fox. He's a good fella.
Yeah.
Down there on Dolphin Island. That man can cook some gumbo.
Really?
Yeah.
You think so?
A little bit, yeah. Didn't you two enter a gumbo cook-off together and take first prize?
We took first place. Yeah. And Gene had a great program running down there. I don't know what's going on with the gumbo cook-off anymore, especially now with social distancing and all that. But, you know, he's a great guy. We love him. And Billy Stitt. You got a birthday coming up, too.
Bill, that name sounds familiar. Where do
I know old 27 Grill slash...
I know where I know that name
slash
from. That's our guest Billy's. On next week's show.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, the maker of Billy's Small Batch Bacon will be our guest next week. That's going to round out our little locals feature that we're doing here prior to the holidays.
Yeah.
So y'all tune in for that.
Speaking of holidays.
Yes.
What would you recommend, given someone as a gift... If you were, would you re-gift something, would you get them something that really means something special that comes?
Well, if you've got someone in your life that is enjoying cooking, spend the money to get them a good chef knife.
Yeah,
and when I say that, one knife should cost roughly $100.
Uh huh.
But you get them a really good chef knife, and they, for the most part, they won't need the other knives.
Yeah.
And you can, they can go a little less expensive with those, but and I'm talking like Henkel, which is what I use. There's Wusthof Trident is great. Those are your German makers. Shun out of, I want to say Japan is another great brand. And like I say, $100 for a knife, and you will set them up for a lifetime. Of one knife.
That's a great idea.
Lifetime.
That's a great idea because
I bet you got two ideas because you had one for last week and this week.
But I want to say that is a great idea, the knives, because every time I pull my knives out, I think, God, I wish I had better knives. And I do have a $100 gift certificate to a place at sells knives. In Foley that specializes in knives. So I'm going to go use it there.
Yep.
So anyway.
And pick them up, too. Hold them in your hand. Try and do some action. See which, because you need to find one that fits.
Absolutely.
Because when you do that, it's just magical. It's like it's not a knife. It's an extension of your hand.
Absolutely.
Go on with your suggestion.
All right. Wine glasses.
Yeah.
Wine glasses, man. People, you know, everybody needs a nice set of wine glasses. And don't just get them one. Get four.
Yeah.
Or at least minimum two.
Yeah.
And make sure
two
they're the
same
thing.
Two is a nice set.
Yeah. And get nice wine glasses.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple of places you can get really nice wine glasses. I think maybe Domke Market may have them, mm-hmm. but Red or White does.
Right.
And Riedel right now has a great new wine glass out. And the bottom of the glass instead of round is flat. It's flat.
Mm-hmm.
And what it does, it allows the wine to spread out and breathe.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's got a tighter nose at the top.
Yeah.
Also, I saw one on TV I've never seen before. It's a champagne wine glass. Not the flute,
mm-hmm.
like we're used to. This thing has a nice big bowl, and it rounds like a pumpkin. And then the glass comes together, and it closes off, leaves smaller at the top.
It has an aperture.
And it allows the bubbles to work and their magic and all that.
That's
wine glasses. Another thing.
Because I've told Heather I want a set of stemless because I think.
Stemless are good.
I think the stem is just the most ridiculous. From a service standpoint,
well,
not sitting at home, but at a restaurant, it's just an accident waiting to happen.
It is. And with finer glass, too. And glassware has really come down now.
Yeah.
And in price. And
well, it's good because it's sand and the planet is covered with it.
And a lot of sand. But, you know, if you're going to get these tacky looking painted glasses, Lord, don't do it. Those that people, unless you like that, you probably still got duck wallpaper.
The artist is a friend of yours. Or
well,
support your
friends and locals like that. But, you know,
I'm just like, if you've got a kid who's talented and they get some cheap wine glasses and they paint something new, that's from the heart.
Yeah, that is from the heart.
But I mean, walking into Dollar Tree and getting some that have
just know who you're buying for.
Yeah.
Know who you're buying for. And if you're buying for a snob
mm-hmm.
or, you know, somebody really appreciates wine, get them a nice glass. Mm-hmm. But if you're just buying for your friends, like I said, probably still have duck wallpaper.
Mm-hmm.
From the 80s up on the walls of the kitchen with a border, flowered border around it. Then go ahead and buy.
Head on down to Old Time Pottery.
So, but those are my two. Wine openers. Get a rabbit or a knockoff rabbit.
Yeah.
Those are the coolest wine openers. They work fast. They're boop, boom, boop, boom. But now everything's getting to be screw caps.
Yeah. Now. Right.
So you can get a wine chiller, something to set the bottle in that keeps the bottle cold. Well, you know, while you're sitting around.
Or a nice decanter to go with the glasses.
Oh, great. You know, decanters are perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But decanters are perfect. Thank you for reminding me.
I have a decanter at home. Mine is not filled with wine. Mine is filled with some Clyde Mays. Alabama style whiskey.
Those decanters.
Yeah. It's a whiskey decanter that Heather got me that is beautiful.
I bet old Seth Dittling would like for you to have some of that Dittling in that decanter.
All he's got to do is send it to and with a $5 bill tucked in the bucks.
He told us to come visit him. We got to go to the Atmore and see that distillery.
Yeah.
It's legal, folks. It's legal.
Yeah. I picked up some liquor at the liquor store the other day. I got some New Amsterdam gin because mm-hmm. Heather has discovered that she likes gin. And we know that we like the New Amsterdam vodka. So I tried the gin, got that. I got a bottle of amaretto because, Mike, I don't know if you know this, but in these chilly nights, take a little amaretto and just warm it up. And that is just the nicest little drink.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, just warmed amaretto. So I got a bottle of that, and I said, well, my decanter is empty. I've got – my decanter holds my everyday whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was Jack Daniel's old number 7 black label. I drank that.
Mm-hmm.
Now I got some Clyde Mays in it, which is a little more than everyday, but it's also not my $75 bottles of scotch.
Yeah.
You know, that she has gifted me with because she's wonderful,
mm-hmm.
knows me and knows that – if she's ever at a loss, just get me a bottle of scotch, and I'm a happy man. I mean, she got me a bottle of
scotch over rocks, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people don't understand about the ice means. Mm-hmm. So you don't put that good ice in there. you ruin your liquor with
I would
good
like
ice.
The ice ball mold.
Oh yeah,
that was cool because
but whiskey, yeah, bourbon opens up when it runs across the sharp edges of ice cubes.
Yeah,
it really does.
We ate at Squid Ink. I forgot to mention that earlier, mm-hmm, and I just got a glass of Maker's, and it came out with the one giant ice ball in the mm-hmm center, and that is the perfect thing.
Yeah,
for whiskey,
they thought that out. They thought that out.
Yeah, and was you know everything Panini Pete touches is gold.
Ah, absolutely, so. Absolutely. Yeah. But
except for the Gator, and then the Gator's Gator.
Yeah. Don't touch the Gator.
We're starting to wrap. So yeah, next week we're gonna have on Bill E, and then to close out the year, we're gonna have on one of the hosts from a hot new podcast, mm-hmm, local podcast about local Mobile nightlife called Down the Hatch. If you're a podcaster, check it out. But that'll be in 2 weeks. That'll be Juliet Hart. And until then, folks, what do they do?
Get out there, support local, be local, buy local.
Tip your servers because they are
over-tip them right now, folks. We're in a bad situation. Yeah.
Teachers got hazard pay, so should restaurant workers.
Absolutely. Folks, provolone.
Provolone. No matter what the occasion.